Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So what I'd like you to do at first is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is focus on your breathing. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Closing your eyes, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, noticing the flow of air as it passes inside your nasal passage, and exhaling and releasing, shoulders dropping down, jaw loosening, your whole body relaxing. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling and letting go. For the first few moments, just let your breathing become the center of your attention. Allow your breathing to fill your mind. As I'm quiet for a moment, just focus on your breathing, helping yourself to ground into this experience, into this moment, letting go of any other moment, the one that's past or the one that hasn't come. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to explain the exercise to you. So this mindful acceptance exercise is a skill that comes with practice. What you'll learn in doing it is no matter how bad the internal experience may be, no matter how intense the emotions, the physical distress, the frustration, the anxiety, the anger, no matter how bad the internal experience may be, nothing lasts forever. And nothing can do us any harm. Mindful acceptance is a skill about learning to become comfortable, aware, and compassionate with emotions, whatever they may be. Comfortable, aware, and compassionate with whatever emotions, thoughts, somatic experiences we're having in our body, or behaviors we're doing. So to become aware, accepting, and compassionate with whatever our internal experience may be. Mindful acceptance is also about learning to stay with these internal experiences, these emotions, these thoughts, these sensations in our body, these behavioral urges, regardless of whether we like them, want them, regardless of however intense they are. The skill is to stay with them, to stay attuned to them, to not distract, numb, avoid, or escape from them, but instead to focus all our attention on it. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice, with time. The goal is to develop this skill so much so that you can apply it to any part of your life, at any place, at any time. There's no right or wrong way to practice it, but the best thing to do is to find a quiet space where you can either listen to the recording at first, or then as you progress and you learn the exercise, to do it without the recording, to find a quiet space where you won't be disturbed, and commit to practicing the exercise every day with the recording or just using the power of your mind in a quiet spot wherever you may be. At work, we can steal away to the washroom, to a park bench, taking 5 minutes, 10 minutes to go through the exercise in our mind. Or at work, we can also listen to the recording, or at home, listen to the recording and go through it in our mind. Wherever we are, it doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong place. There's no right or wrong way. just committing to practice each and every time. So again, getting yourself into a comfortable position. The best thing is finding a spot where you can feel relaxed. If you're at risk of falling asleep, it's best to keep your feet on the floor. But if you're fairly sure you can do it without falling asleep, you can sit back comfortably, finding a comfortable position for your head, your back, your legs, and your arms. And once again, taking a moment to get in touch with your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow, and exhaling nice and deep and slow. Releasing the stress, the tension on the exhalation. Breathing in that nourishing air on the inhalation. Bringing your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your chest with every breath. Noticing how the breath is like an ocean wave. Breathing in, the wave flows into shore. Exhaling, the wave retreats out to shore. Your breath is always there, just like the rhythm of the ocean. Notice the rhythm of the breath in the body. Notice how the body moves with every breath. Notice the changing patterns of the breath in your ribs, in your chest, in your tummy. Taking a few moments to really connect with all the physical sensations associated with just breathing in and out. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And as best you can, just bring an attitude of generous allowing, compassion, and acceptance to whatever your experience is in this moment, regardless of whether it is as you'd want it to be, expect it to be, desire it to be. Instead, just allow it to be whatever it is. Nothing to be particularly achieved, no particular state to be fixed or attained. Just simply allow your experience of getting in touch with the breath, noticing the movement of the body, to be whatever it is in this moment, without trying to force it or make it into something different than it is. Just notice what it is, moment to moment. And it's natural for the mind to wander away from the breath to other concerns, to other thoughts, worries, to images, sensations, to planning, to daydreams, to grocery lists, whatever it may be. This is what the mind does much of the time. Notice your mind has wandered. Congratulate yourself for noticing. And then you can come back to the breath, come back to the movements of the body. Come back to noticing the changes moment to moment. You may want to briefly acknowledge where your mind wandered off to. Did it wander off to judging? Planning? Did it wander off to analyzing? Where did your mind wander off to? See the wanderings of the mind as opportunities to bring patience and curiosity, otherwise known as compassion, to your experience, whatever it is. Remembering it's natural for the mind to wander. Notice thoughts and feelings about the wanderings. Acknowledge their presence, stay with them. Be compassionate and understanding for wherever your mind has wandered off to. And then come back to your breath. Come back to the movement of the breath in the body. And if you do notice any sensations of tension, tightness in the body, just notice them as well. Acknowledge their presence. Make space for the tension, the tightness in the body. Don't try to hold on to them, understand them, figure them out. That's identifying, infusing with them. Instead, just notice them. Make space for them. Allow them to be there. Don't try to change it. Open your heart to it. Make as much space for the tension in the body as it needs. May take up the entire body, entire room, entire building, entire city block. See how much space the tension in your body needs. Just notice it. Don't fuse with it. Don't let your mind run to judging the sensations, critiquing the sensations, catastrophizing the sensations. Those are all just fusing with it. We want to increase our separation by just noticing, allowing, and let it be, whatever it is, moment to moment. And watch the sensations change from moment to moment as you just simply let it be. Let it be there. Notice it, observe it. It changes all on its own. Sometimes the sensations grow stronger. Sometimes they weaken. Sometimes they stay exactly the same. It doesn't really matter what they do, so long as you're just noticing, observing, staying with it, allowing it to be there. You can breathe in nice and deep to that sensation in the body. And then exhale out. Let the breath move out of that region. Remember, the whole purpose of the exercise is not to feel better, but to get better at feeling whatever you're feeling. To get better at feeling it, accepting it, and allowing it. And if ever you notice yourself unable to focus on the breath or the moving sensations of the body associated with the breath, because of any intense physical or emotional discomfort, just let go of the focus on the breath and shift your attention to whatever it is you're experiencing. Whether it's a specific spot of discomfort in the body, a tension and tightness in the jaw or the shoulders, the tummy clenching, or whether it's anxiety in your chest, or whether it's shame and self-criticism, a heaviness usually across the chest. Just notice the sensation. Stay with it. Direct your attention into it. Allow it to take up as much space as it needs. Look at it. Notice what it really feels like. Make room for the discomfort. Are you willing to allow it to be there? What kind of energy does it have? What color does it possess? And along with the physical sensations in your body, you may also not notice thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the feelings, thoughts about your thoughts. You may notice your mind coming up with lots of evaluations, frustrating, not working, can't handle it, getting worse. Whatever judgments, whatever evaluations you notice, just notice that you're judging. Notice you're evaluating. notice your labeling. And then try to notice the physical sensations just as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. Notice the emotions as they are, just as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. Notice the feelings you're having and the feelings in your body, just as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. Notice the urges. There may be a tingling sensation in your fingers, in your arms, in your mouth. Notice the physical sensations just as they are. And I want you to take a recent situation where you found yourself distressed, upset, bothered, frustrated, full of self-doubt or criticism, mind reading or shoulding. Bring that situation back to mind and make it as vivid as possible. Try to remember exactly where you were, what you were doing or not doing, what triggered the whole situation, who was there, what you were thinking, what you were feeling, what was happening in your body. Try to remember it all. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Feel it and see it at the same time. Take a few moments to bring it back to mind. And first, notice the feelings you're having. What emotions are you experiencing? There could be many, but there may be one that's more prominent. Just think quietly to yourself, what emotions were you experiencing in that situation? What was the strongest emotion? What was the energy to it? Where did you feel it in your body? Stay with the emotion. Notice if there's resistance to remembering, repulsion, criticism, to bringing that back to mind, judgments, evaluations. Notice what you're feeling and make room for it. See how much room it needs. What is it you really want? What is it you really need? What are you hoping for? See as much space as it needs. Give it space. Maybe it'll fill your entire body. Maybe it'll fill the entire room, the building, the city block. Notice how much space it needs. Allow it to be there and notice it changing. If it changes moment to moment, notice how it moves, notice the color, notice as much as you can about it, where it feels most intense in your body. Stay with the emotion, be with it, accept it, have compassion for you experiencing that emotion in that moment. Allow it to be there. Too often we're repulsed. Too often we ignore emotions. Too often we push them down. We dissociate from them, ignore them, minimize them, dismiss them. But in this exercise, we want to notice, make room for them. We don't want to fuse with them. We don't want to start building them and make them bigger than they are. We just want to notice them as they are, not as our mind tells you they are. So stay with the pure emotion, the pure sensation in your body, not as your mind evaluates it is. Be with it, whatever it is. Allow it to be there, regardless of how scary it may seem at first. Just let it be there. Notice how it moves in your body. Notice how much space it requires. Notice too any thoughts you're having about the situation or about the emotions or sensations. What thoughts are going through your mind? What urges do you have? Is there anything particular you have an urge to do or to not do? Maybe it's to yell or scream, maybe it's to bite your nails. What is the urges you have in that moment? Stay with the behaviors. Stay with the sensations in your body. Notice the thoughts you're having and the emotions. Stay with it all. No matter how intense, stay with it. Make space for it. Allow it to be there. Have compassion for yourself if you're judging. Have compassion for yourself if you have the urge to bite. Have understanding, tolerance, acceptance. Allow it to be there. Allow yourself to be present with it, whatever it is. Notice doubts, any reservations, fears, and worries. Also notice any repulsion, any criticism, any resistance. Stay with it, whatever it is, regardless of whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not. Asking yourself, can I be kind to myself in this moment for whatever my experience is right now? Can I show myself some kindness right now? Let yourself experience it, whatever it is. Let yourself be with there, whatever you feel. Let yourself notice the urges, whatever they may be, the emotions. Invite them in moment to moment. Make space for it, allow it to be there. Embrace the experience, whatever it is. Open up to it. Allow it to be there. Whenever there's pain of any kind, physical or emotional, pain can result from anger, self-criticism, anxiety, physical pain, whatever kind of pain there is. When we resist experiencing the pain, whatever it is in that moment, we create suffering. Suffering is a byproduct of resistance. When we can eliminate resistance and accept whatever our experience is in that moment, without criticism, without blame, without anger, we eliminate suffering and we can just stay with the discomfort, stay with the pain. So I'd like you to imagine a beautiful room now. And you're at the doorway of this beautiful room. And on the other side of this beautiful room is a different you. Perhaps it's calmer, a little more confident, a little more self-accepting, a little more forgiving. Whatever you deem is important, but just see across the room for you is a different version of you. Notice how you are different in whatever way is important to you. Isolate how it is you're different. then there's a pathway between the you today and the you that is different in some specific way to some degree. It may be 50% more calmer and confident, whatever, 70%, whatever you identify. The pathway between you and that more ideal or different you is blocked by something. Just notice what's blocking it. It could be a belief, it could be a physical hurdle, could be behaviors. What's blocking your pathway? What's getting in your way? Notice what's blocking the path. And decide then what you need to do to unblock it or get around it. What is it that you need to do to unblock your pathway? Is there a specific tool? Specific behavior, specific belief you need to engage today, tomorrow, to unblock that path one step at a time, one day at a time. What is it? Settle that in the quiet of your mind. And as you settle on that, just see yourself, feel yourself, doing that, taking those steps and unblocking that pathway, moving around the blockage or clearing the blockage. See yourself, feel yourself doing that now, taking a step closer, one step at a time towards the more ideal you. See yourself, feel yourself doing that. What you need to do differently, what you need to change, what you need to start, or what you need to stop. See yourself doing that now towards the more ideal you. Feel yourself approaching this different, slightly more ideal you. And eventually you fuse with it. And you can feel the confidence in your body. You can feel your spine stiffen. You can feel yourself standing taller. Whatever you chose, more calm, you can feel the calmness or the confidence, you can feel the strength in every muscle in your body. There's an unfettered determination and self-belief. Nothing can slow you down. So whatever it is you chose, feel it in your body now as you fuse with that more ideal you. And just enjoy that feeling for a moment. Enjoy what it feels like to be more calmer, more self-accepting, whatever it may be that you chose. And every time you do this exercise, I'd like you to reflect upon how it was helpful for you today. And each and every time you do it, it'll be different, helpful in a different way. You'll get something different out of it, but it's important to reflect upon how it was helpful for you. Each and every time you practice it, there may be small shifts, many big shifts. Every time it'll be different, but the most important thing is to remember to make a commitment to practice it. So that eventually, regardless of what you're experiencing, you'll notice in the moment. You'll be able to sit with the feelings, dig into the feelings, make space for the feelings, be accepting of the feelings, the urges, the thoughts. Whether you're at work or at home, you'll be able to just sort of make space for them. Accept them, allow them to be there, notice them. And with that, the tension will lessen, the self-criticism will lessen, the perfectionism will lessen, the more you can be with your experience, moment to moment, whatever it is. Instead of ignoring emotions, pushing them down, pushing them away, minimizing them, pretending they're not there, we know right in the moment exactly what's going through our mind, what we're feeling in our body, what emotions we're experiencing, and what urges we have. And with that comes greater and greater mastery over ourselves. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.